This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
I guess they still got it. Years ago, they used to have a big heart up there, and you could go inside the heart, you could look at all the arteries, and you could look at all the compartments and everything. And then they got these manometers out here, and it's got a squeeze bulb on it that says push the mercury up in this manometer to this level. And this, on a good heart, with the good arteries all clean, this is how hard the heart has to work to pump the blood through everything one time. You think, that's going to be a piece of cake. And you think, wow, right here is normal. I thought, goodness gracious. And you pump it again. You think, goodness gracious. And then it says, here with 20% stopped up arteries. Here 50%. Here 75%. And here 90%. And at 90%, you squeeze that with both hands about 5 or 6 times, and your hand is exhausted. And your heart has got to do that. And those arteries get plugged up because you eat the wrong things and don't walk by faith. So when it gets stopped up, that's just like if you were to take your car, and you say, I'm going to go out here in my car, and I'm going to gear my car. If we're driving down the road, I can drive 70 miles an hour, and it'll run 2,000 RPMs. You know how many miles that car run? 200,000 miles. 200,000. Most of you got a tack on your car. It says 2,000 at about 70, somewhere along there, give or take a couple of hundred. That car run idling down that road for 200,000 miles. But let's say you got a hot rod, you're going to set it up where it'll race, and you set it where that at 70 miles an hour, it's running 5,000 RPMs. Now then, at 70 miles an hour, if it's running 5,000 RPMs, guess how long that car's going to run? About 40,000 miles, and it's wore out. Why? Both of them got the same number of miles. But those engines didn't turn the same number of turns. One of them was geared different. And that's what happens to your heart. You know, if you don't take care of your flesh, you don't eat the right foods, and for people that are Christians that never eat your food with thanksgiving. And do you know, most people that are Christians never sit down and bless their food when they eat it? You know that? I was guilty of that. But I learned the consequences of eating not in faith. When I eat not in faith, Paul said that's sin. Romans 14:23. So guess what that does? That brings sickness and disease to your body. You eat the trash of the world, which you got to eat some of it. You eat it and you don't bless it and ask the Lord to bless it and bring everything up supernaturally so it'll be exactly what your body needs to maintain it. Then you just eat the food, and when you do, it's going to bring excess artery plugs. It's going to bring excess weight. It's going to bring excess all kinds of things into your flesh because you didn't bless it and thank the Lord for it in the name of Jesus. You know, whether you, it's amazing what this book says we're supposed to do. Now then, in Psalms 103, he says after he redeems our life from destruction, and he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. If your youth is renewed like the eagles, then why in the world do you see people that are 40 years old having a birthday with a black casket? Have you ever seen one of those? I have. I have seen one of those. I used to know a man in the catering business that had a black casket. Now, I built it for him. In fact, he asked me to build this thing. He came over to my shop one day and said, Thurman, I know you're pretty good with wood. He said, in your spare time, would you build me a wooden casket about 6 feet long? I said, what? I said, are you going to bury it? It's your wife? Knowing that guy, he probably would have done that. And he said, no, I'm going to use it for catering parties. And he said, it's a good witnessing tool. I said, oh, it is? He wasn't talking about the Lord at all. Because he don't know much about Jesus. But what he was doing, he was having these parties that had doors in the sides where the handles were. You know, you pull the drawers out and had all the stuff to cut the cakes and everything. Of course, he put all the food inside of it and everything, all the stuff, you know. But he brought it in, you know, with flowers on it. It looked like a casket. And people do this for their 40th and 50th birthdays. You're over the hill. You got one foot on a banana peel, the other in the grave. You know, you're just ready to die at 40. Well, now, see, that's the way the world will train you. When you get 50, forget it. If you get 60, you're over the hill. You can't do nothing when you get to be 60. Well, I mean, gee whiz, I'm glad they was wrong. I'm glad they didn't know what they was talking about, see. Now, my dad, when he was 50, he didn't know these things. Dad would be sitting there, and he'd have a pain in his back, and he'd be taking a couple of Anacins, and I'd say, what's wrong? He said, all of a sudden, when you get 50, he said, you just get over the hill, you just take a couple more Anacins, suffer the pain, and go on. My dad never learned what I learned. I'm 66 years old. I'm 16 years past where my dad was when he said, you're going to have pains. It's going to be a regular deal, and you can't do nothing. He said, just get used to pain. It's going to be a regular deal. But see, I read the Word a little closer than Daddy did, and I believed it. If He renews my youth daily like the eagles, I'm young and I ain't old. Amen. I may be 66 years young, but praise God. Woo! I love what I can do at 66. I go in and I work on my outlines for my stuff for GLC till about 11:30. And then Cheryl and I drive 45 minutes home. And then I got some more studying to do and getting some stuff done. And I think, if I'm not wrong, we get in bed somewhere around 1 or 1:30 this morning. You know, that's a normal night for us. Praise the Lord. I mean, but I'm a youngster. You know, now, normal 66-year-old men need to be in bed at 10. Or maybe 9, you know. But not this one.
No.
She says, no, not this one.
You're a man.
See, that's why God gave me a younger wife. Because she can't keep up with me either. I love it. I'm telling you. Yeah, she tells me I am the youngest old man she ever seen in her life. Oh, goodness. Yep. If she thinks she has trouble keeping up with me at 66, if I was 56, wow. She'd be in trouble. I just kid you, honey. Oh, goodness. Now then. In verse 20 there, in Psalms 103, there's a great and awesome statement there. In fact, verse 12 is Cheryl's favorite verse. I'll have to read that. When you confess your sins, how many times do you have to confess your sin?
As long as you believe once.
Oh, as long as you believe, that's right, one time. Because look what the Word says. After you confess your sin, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As far as the east is from the west. How far is that? That's pretty far. The two never meet, do they? So when you really repent of your sin, one time, when I ask somebody, I said, have you repented of that sin? Oh, yeah, oh, man, I messed up when I was 25 years old. I committed adultery on my wife, and I've repented of that 400 times. I said, well, every time you come past number one, God says, what are you talking about? That's right, unbelief. You were living in unbelief. Probably if you did it 400 times, you need to really now confess your unbelief and repent of that and then confess it one more time and let's get this thrown away so you can get healed. That's the whole thing. Because if you keep coming to Him like that, you didn't believe He did what He said He would do. So that's sin. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
And in verse 20, He says, bless the Lord, ye His angels. Now, these guys we have were there if you know it. And you can call these fellows in to help you. They can do great and mighty things. They can keep these devils away from you and protect you. If you know they're here, you can call them in and they will protect you and help you. Now then, bless the Lord, you His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His Word. How in the world does an angel hearken to the voice of His Word? That's right, by your mouth. When you speak God's Word, they hearken to that voice that you give, the Word of God, and they hearken to it to make it come to pass. Isn't that something?
The devil does the same thing. If you say something like, I don't like that person, or I'm...
Oh, yes, absolutely right. Now, there's a brother that's come back on the other side of this thing. You've got to watch every word you say, just like he says, because if you go out speaking, I hate that brother right there, I hope he dies in a car wreck. Now, have you ever heard anybody say something like that? I have. Now, you speak that, and the devil says, oh, did you hear that curse he just spoke out of his mouth? Let me kill him in a car wreck. You know, and you hear somebody say, well, somebody comes into church, they come up, they repent, and then they get their sins confessed and all kinds of stuff, and some Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so said, oh, yeah, I know that kid. I mean, he's been up repenting. I know, you wait 2 or 3 weeks, he'll be right back out there in sin. He'll be living in sin again. You just watch my word. I guarantee he'll be back in sin again. Well, you know why he's back in sin again? Because of your mouth. You were speaking a curse over that boy. You were not speaking the word of God. And that's where James told us clearly in his word, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and curses. And he said, my brother, this should not be for the Christian. But we do that. We speak curses over somebody, which opens the door to the devil. And if you'd have said, now I know that boy come down repented, or that girl, and I know God's word's going to hold them. I know they ain't never going to sin again. I'm going to pray over them. I'm going to do everything, and that devil ain't never going to have legal right to them again. And they're going to go out and do great and wonderful things for the kingdom of God. Now that's the angel can hearken to that word. That's the word of God spoken, given voice to in the earth, and the angels will go forth and make it happen. I mean... There, yes, sir.
I'm just saying, either that or don't say anything.
That's right, yeah. That's another thing, and I've given this example several times. If you can't control your mouth, get some of the best duct tape you've ever found and put about 3 layers all the way around your head so that you can't talk. If you can't, that, you know, if I had that on me most of the time, I'd probably be a whole lot better off. I'd probably get in a whole lot less trouble if I had about 3 layers of duct tape around my mouth. You too?
No, not now.
She said, no, I don't want no duct tape on your mouth. We want to hear what you got to say. I said, oh, okay, Lord, let me speak only your word. But there is times I speak things out of my mouth that's not the word. You know, that happens because the devil can take hold of anybody's tongue. It's difficult to walk in faith all the time. It's difficult. So, but you have to do that. Now then, I want to show you something here. I've got some things over here that I want to talk about a few minutes. It says here that, and I'm going to go back under the old covenant, sealed in the blood of animals. I'm going to start with Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And the thing I want you to notice here, in Exodus 15, 26, and it says, if you will diligently. Now, you're going to have to notice that every time under every one of these places I'm going to, this is the requirement. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord. Now then, if you haven't read the book, you don't know what the Word says. And if you just read it once in a while, you can't hearken diligently to what God's Word says. You've got to have read the owner's manual to know what it says. But it says, if you'll hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in His sight. Now then, did God say in His Word, don't lie? Did He say, not steal? Did He say not commit adultery?
Yes.
Did He say not take my name in vain?
Yes.
Well, if He said that, then why do Christians do that?
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.